Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I like to talk about swimming and bathing close to river mouth and estuaries. If you're not familiar with the term estuary, it is a tidal mouth of a large river where the tide meets the stream. So in this area, the water is most of the time mixed. It's called brackish, meaning salt and fresh water mixed. First of all, most shark species that give birth in shallow waters can actually tolerate brackish water or even swim into fresh water for a short period of time. So we have in our file some incidents that actually happened in the actual river. And maybe you remember the very famous series of incidents that took place in 1916 up in Mattawan Creek in New Jersey. Remember, there one shark or several sharks, most likely bull sharks, although for a long time people thought it was a white shark, swim up the river and killed three people. Two of them were children. So whenever you want to swim in a freshwater area that has connections to the ocean, be aware the sharks could still be present, especially during the times when local shark species give birth and then choose such areas. With that, I don't mean that it's going to be dangerous just because a pregnant female shows up. By all means, it's not. I would just like to highlight that you always should be aware that sharks could be present and maybe you actually splashing around, which would then actually lure in the animal. So just make sure that you understand sharks can be there if there is a channel or whatever to the open water. When sharks give birth, or why do sharks give birth in shallow areas? The reason is that these areas are mostly very shallow, which helps to keep larger sharks away from these nursery grounds so that these larger sharks cannot feed on the small babies. So how about the attractiveness of these areas beyond the time when sharks give birth? Overall, it can be stated that river mouth are very attractive for sharks. Why is that? First of all, there is a mix of fresh and seawater, brackish water, what causes freshwater plankton to die right in the mouth. These plankton densities are then very attractive for any fish that is used to feed on them. Of course, that brings in a large number of fish, and which of course for sharks is very lucrative as well because, well, they can just feed on these fish that normally feed on plankton. That in itself is not a dangerous scenario for people to swim there, but of course the low visibility that is added. The low visibility is caused by the two different densities of fresh and seawater together with the different temperatures. So the rather murky water and the high density of plankton creates an unhealthy situation for people just swimming there. Should a shark now visit the area, it is, on one side, surrounded by a lot of sounds due to the waves that crash into the stream, the rocks that carry it over the bottom, plenty of fish, and a very low visibility. So chances are the shark swims right on top of a person. This constellation makes it easy understood that a contact between a person and a startled shark can lead to a reflex bite. Or, if the visibility is not too bad, the shark may actually explore the person because definitely we are not plankton, we are not fish, but maybe we sound like something they are curious about. Anyway, swimming, bathing, snorkeling should never be done in river mouth and estuaries. Then, of course, there are the actual currents that a river produces. Although the incoming waves work against the current, the river's water volume can have a big momentum and force, and you can get trapped in that stream and get carried out into the open water. Of course, the rules to get out of a current, any current, is the same. Swim towards the side. But some of these rivers are extremely wide, and then it's not an easy task, or even possible, even if you close to the edge of the current. So, are sharks affected with these conditions, like current, low visibility and such? Well, nobody really knows, since that is a situation that has not yet been studied, sad but true, so all there is are our observations. I did quite a bit of that in Costa Rica on the Pacific side in the mid-late 90s. Although sharks there were visible and could easily swim back and forth, they too seemed to be affected by the water volume of the river. Was there an incoming tide, the river's effect was less than during outgoing tide. During outgoing tide, we hardly, or I hardly, saw any shark going against the stream. We should keep in mind that way back when sharks first appeared on the planet, it were the shore areas where they preferred to live, and as such, are very much adapted to estuaries or river mouth. But here again, if there is, let's say, in the back countries, there was a big storm, big rain, and the river carries a lot of water, chances are the shark will not swim against the current to end up in the river. But even so, a smaller shark, even a puppy, may have really problems even swimming against a small current, or try to remain at one spot. The interesting thing is that large species like white sharks, tigers, and bulls are also common visitors to these areas, especially bulls can live in freshwater. So, for example, there is Lake Nicaragua, which is known or was known to have an actual shark population that actually was reproducing themselves up there. Now, most of them are fished out, and I'm not aware about any sightings in the last few years. Bull sharks swim up pretty much every river in the tropics and subtropics. And for example, very famous is the Amazon, where bulls have been seen several thousand kilometers inland, or the Mississippi, where bulls made it up to Illinois. Then there is the Zambezi River, where bull sharks have been seen, and that's why they call it not bull shark in the Zambezi River, they call it Zambezi shark. A few years back, fishermen actually caught a Zambezi that reached a record length of 4 meters. Something I also heard about bull sharks is that when they swim into or live in freshwater, they get much more aggressive. First of all, the term aggressive does not say anything about the shark, but the person in his or her position when it comes to these animals. And second, just because a shark swims in water with a different salinity does not mean it then increases a negative character trait. Why not say the opposite? Why can a different salinity not just mellow a shark down? I don't know. So it's a real problem. For example, I'm sure you heard about or you're aware of the Bikini Atoll atomic bombs, when they went up, and then people said, well, because of the atomic bombs, the sharks there are much more aggressive. I mean, come on. There are many, several hundred fish and animal species around Bikini Atoll, but only one group of animals, the sharks, turned more aggressive, and all the others did not have an effect. I don't think so. But anyway, that's what our society thinks, and the only thing we can do is educate and battle these erroneous informations. Well, beside the Zambezi, there's also another famous river, Ganges River, in India. For a long time, people thought it's just a bull shark that lives there, but it turned out there is another species in the river, which is called the Ganges shark. It's actually a different genus. The genus is called Glyphis, and compared to the bull shark, its genus is called Cacarinus. Glyphis also has been seen in the Brahmaputra River and other water systems. What is still a debate is if Glyphis indeed feeds on dead humans that are released into the stream. Anyway, overall, the Ganges does not have a healthy population of sharks anymore, likely because of the pollution. The Ganges is one of the most polluted rivers on our planet and ranks within the top 5. It is said that the Ganges sharks are dangerous and have attacked humans. This can't be supported, since chances are that not the Ganges shark bit the people, but bull sharks. But even so, even label bull sharks as dangerous, it can't be the right labeling, because we always have to understand and remember it is the individual animal of a certain species that causes a bite, which does not mean the entire species would actually act the same way in such a particular situation. We should never just use the shark, the species as such, to be said it's dangerous or not. It's the individual shark who can cause an incident. So Dangerous sharks do not exist. It's very important, but dangerous situations and being in a river that is murky, that has a lot of plankton or whatever that dies off right in the river mouth, chances are sharks are attracted based on that scenario. So it is a dangerous situation if you go then in and swim. Anyway, in summary about river mouth and estuaries, never swim, bathe, or snorkel there. Even more so when you can't see the bottom and are not sure about the current and how far it would carry you out. There are plenty other places where you can go swimming. So as a general rule, how far away should you see swim about a river mouth? Well, I'd say several kilometers along the shore. Stay away from it. That even a shark who is not really attracted by the actual current, but still hears the sound of dying plankton or eating fish, it will be attracted. So stay away several kilometers up and down a river mouth. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun. Enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.